Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty, and with me as usual is Rick Farmelo, and we're in his martini bar and talking about lots of subjects.
I don't like commuting, that's why.
And today's podcast is actually about fan mail, answering our listener mail, and I was surprised we didn't have any listener.
It's half of a whole page. These things are rolling in.
So, anyway, we're going to talk about the fan mail, and we'll go through here and see how it goes. So, if you have fan mail, mail them in at the website at www.mccartymetro.com. The first...
with a $5 bill, just to make sure.
First question comes from Sue in Detroit, who says, I like listening to the Oscar podcast. Who was your favorite person to meet in person? Were they nice? So we'll both answer this because I'm sure we have.
Is this like in history or this year?
Whoever. I think she means forever. I don't even know.
Okay, I have a couple.
And I'm going to go away for. Well, okay, go the Oscars and then we'll do not Oscars.
Okay.
So who you got?
I would say nicest, probably in maybe history. Julia Roberts was really, really nice, yep. And she actually talked for a while to me and asked me a lot of questions, like what I was doing and what I do and things like that. She was really, really sweet. Clint Eastwood was really, really nice also. He spent a couple
Eddie minutes. Murphy was really nice to you when we met him.
Uh-huh.
Worked on Shrek. Yeah, right, at the Ollie party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my nicest, I'm going to give two. My nicest is Jay Leno.
Uh-huh.
He's nicest guy that I know, the most down-to-earth guy that I've met.
Mm-hmm.
But I would put my favorite has been Tony Curtis, who Kathleen, my lovely wife over there in the back of the bar, and I met her at, I met Tony Curtis and his girlfriend at Morton's.
That was great. That's cool.
And I'm going to add another person that we both met separately, but every time we've met him, we've had a good time with him, is I cut pies once with Buddy Hackett at LA Mission.
Yeah, Buddy Hackett.
And he was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you...
I worked with him.
You worked with him on Little Mermaid.
He was great.
But we met him at the... we met him at the memorial service for...
Stanley Kramer.
Mm-hmm. And he told us this. It was so Buddy Hackett. He told us this long, long story, which the ending wasn't that funny, but getting there.
It's just a story.
It was something about putting salami on the windowsill and all kinds of things. And it was like the journey is worth the, is half, why it's funny. And let's see who else. And when you and I were at the Oscars in the, remember we met those Lord of the Rings guys, the Hobbits.
They were cool.
They were really cool.
Little walking bowling pins. They're really nice, though.
But generally, I would say, and Rick has met a lot more people than I have, but people generally
Robert
are really
Evans,
nice.
Of course.
And Robert Evans and Warren Beatty. That's got to be a separate podcast.
Yeah, the Warren Beatty, dinner was a separate podcast. Okay. But yeah, so those are some of the ones we like.
Okay, so anyway, so thanks for that question, Sue, and keep listening and give us another question if there's somebody that you... Rick's probably met anybody that you can think of, so... Or we'll try to find somebody close to them we've met, so... Mm-hmm. Send us in something. Next question comes from Mike in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What was your favorite animated TV show to work on? And Rick has worked on television shows and films, so I'm going to expand the question. What was your favorite project to work on, even if it didn't receive great reviews?
Huh.
And then he's got another question, follow-up. So go ahead. Let's answer
shows.
This one first.
I haven't worked a lot of TV shows.
Oh, come on. You worked on Fat Albert.
I worked on Fat Albert. Yeah, I worked on Tom and Jerry. I worked on Camp Lazlo. That's a recent one.
That's good. Camp Lazlo's funny.
Camp Lazlo, I probably was the most fun because I had the most input because I did was a storyboard director on that. And it was a funny show, and I had made a lot of friends. So that's probably, not a lot of TV stuff that I've done, but... Of all the ones I've done, I'd probably say Camp Lazlo.
But of the films, probably the highest accolade. Well, you've worked on a lot of them. But
my favorite's Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
The films I worked on.
Which probably is.
Aladdin and Little Mermaid are my two favorites.
But what about something that didn't go over that well that you worked on that you thought was good?
That I thought was good. Didn't do well.
Elf Bowling, no.
Elf Bowling. That's another podcast. That's a That's going to be a bonus podcast because it's not even worthy of a real one. That'll be like bonus. Anyway, bonus tracks. God, I'm trying to think of films I've worked on that didn't do well. Most of the films I worked on that didn't do so super well probably didn't deserve to do that well. My best animation is probably in a film called The Swan Princess.
Nice.
The Puffin character. That's probably the one I thought had my best animation in it, but it didn't do very well. That was disappointing. It didn't do better. It's not a very good movie, but...
What road to El Dorado? What did you do in that?
I was one of the animators on Tulio.
Mm-hmm.
That was okay.
I thought that was good. I thought that was better than people gave it credit for.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. We had just had so many... battle with the story, what the story was going to be and how it was going to be, whether it was going to be a comedy, a knockabout comedy, or kind of a drama, so an adventure. So that was the only problem with that. But that was a good movie. Prince of Egypt I liked a lot, too.
The Prince of Egypt was good. Just a little too dramatic.
Too dramatic.
In fact, you told me that Rick did the camel, who actually had a name in the...
His name was Habibi, but they took the name away. They decided it was insulting because the name meant my baby.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought a lot of Arab countries would be offended by calling a camel my baby.
And they cut a lot of your scenes out, right?
Before I even did them, luckily. Right. There were gags and stuff.
That would have made that movie, I thought it was just way too serious. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could have made the point. And, you know, I mean, other Disney films that are serious and have points. Lion King.
I think
it has some funny stuff in it.
I think Moses in the middle of a pie fight was not gonna work no matter how well staged it was.
Moses with the dingle hopper would have been good.
Yeah.
So anyway, the next follow up question there he also is, what is your favorite cartoon?
Do people know what a dingle hopper is, by the way?
No. You know what, we just kinda go here. If they're hip enough to catch up to what we're talking about, then that's good. If not, you know, Google it. Google Dingle Hopper. Yeah. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
What was your favorite cartoon? Mine is Popeye. Mike's is Popeye, not mine.
So I can't pick Popeye.
Mine, of course, is the Harlem Globetrotters cartoon, which was awesome. They would travel around
the good one.
They would solve mysteries.
Now when they went on Yogi's Ark, though.
that was great.
Too much. Overkill.
The Harlem Globetrotters was a good cartoon. Totally underrated.
That's really hard. As far as, I would say, in general, the Warner Brothers cartoons are my favorite cartoons. My favorite cartoon of all time is called Kitty Cornered with Porky Pig.
Never heard of it.
And Sylvester, really, really early appearance of Sylvester. I also love The Great Piggy Bank Robbery. Those are both Bob Clampett cartoons, and his cartoons tend to be my favorites. Those two are probably my all-time favorites.
Really?
Book Review is another one I love. Also a Bob Clampett cartoon with Daffy Duck. Wow. Those three, just because they're the craziest. So, yeah, I'd say those three as far as shorts, Warner Brothers shorts.
Our first podcast we did was about, we mentioned Bullwinkle, and Bullwinkle, I think, is one of the, I mean, as far as funny and creative, uh-huh. I think Bullwinkle is.
TV shows probably, as a kid I loved Beanie and Cecil.
Yeah.
That's one of my all-time favorite TV cartoons, The Flintstones.
I'm going to probably.
Simpsons.
Spoil this. I'll save this for the next podcast, but somebody was telling me that Beanie and Cecil inspired... There's something in a Beanie and Cecil cartoon that spawned a movie. I'm going to have to figure it out. But it was... Somebody was telling me...
It wasn't Goodfellas, was it?
No. But
That's kind of a stretch.
It's something completely different, but it was something that was founded in a Beanie and Cecil cartoon.
The lead actor is a tall green...
No. And then because I remember you have the signed... On Rick's wall, he has a signed cell from Bob Clampett, and that's what I was thinking of.
Interesting.
I'll have to look it up, and I'll tell you what that was. But it was pretty cool. Any opinion on Popeye? Or
I love Popeye. I love Popeye. The black and white ones, when they make him in color, that's over. But the black and white ones.
Was his name Bluto or Brutus?
The early ones, it was Brutus.
Okay. Well, the early ones were Brutus, and then he went to Bluto.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Wimpy.
In the comic strips, he was Bluto.
And what's the deal with Sweet Pea?
I think it's supposed to be Popeye's nephew.
Okay. So olive oil.
It wasn't totally explained too clearly, but.
I mean, Wimpy's. And is Wimpy a relation?
I don't think he is.
Okay.
I don't think he is.
No backstory. We need a backstory.
I don't think there is.
And, you know, it really didn't matter.
I should know more about Popeye. I love the black and white ones, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, right.
And our next, our final question. So thank you for that question, Mike. Send us another one. And our next question comes from Jeff in Los Angeles, who says, my daughter is going to CalArts, which is right here in Valencia, California, and she'll be going there in the fall. Can you do a podcast on getting started and getting work in animation?
Well, you need to have at least three jobs, dude, because it's very expensive to go there. That's the first thing. We could do a podcast on that, absolutely, because I have a lot of experience there.
We actually just found out that CalArts cost, was it 10 times what UCLA cost or something?
Really?
So it's wow. CalArts.
And no football.
But games. Famous people, went, a lot of famous people went there,
mm-hmm.
including you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said famous people, but Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens went there.
Paul Rubens went there.
Tim Burton.
Don Cheadle went there. Don Cheadle
went there. Yeah.
And, but definitely a good school,
mm-hmm.
expensive school.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that. And,
okay.
and probably if you go there, getting work in animation probably is.
It's a little easier.
It's a little easier.
If you graduate there, yeah.
Okay, well, that's it. So thank you for the question, Jeff. And we have shot our whole wad here as far as time goes on the podcast.
Shooting wads, dingle hot. What is this? This is the 11 o'clock.
So is there anything else that we want to talk about that we can? I'll give you a few minutes.
It's Easter.
It's Easter.
We should wish everybody happy Easter, but by the time you hear this, it's going to be probably.
Yeah. No. This will be on the website tomorrow.
Okay. So a day late. Baseball season starts
tomorrow.
So we can do a baseball podcast.
Yeah, I keep wanting to do the baseball podcast.
We have some famous people coming up on our podcast.
Oh, yeah, we've got Bob Cousy coming up.
Celebrities, yeah.
Big Cousy. We're in heated negotiations with Susan Olsen and Ken Howard.
I think that'll work.
I think we can get them.
I think Susan Olsen will probably work. Ken Howard, I don't know. It's possible. I'd love to get them both.
Ken Howard worked at the LA Mission with me and Buddy Hackett.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll definitely get him. So we've got a lot of topics. And thank you for listening. And these podcasts are available at www.mccartymetro.com. Just look for Rick's Martini Bar Podcast. And it's the first time that I said the podcast and you didn't throw out some price that was...
It's $11.59.
The podcasts are $11.59. Free.
It used to be $15.
The podcasts are
because
free.
Because of Easter, we're going to reduce it. I think it's 19% off.
So thank you for joining us for the podcast, and thank you for the questions, and keep the mail coming, and we'll do all our best to answer your questions, and join us next week for a brand new podcast.
Whether you like it or not.